It's Monday, and you all know what that means. It's time for some Monday Motivation with Hannah B, Episode 2. First and foremost, I want to say I hope you're all staying safe and healthy during this coronavirus outbreak. We're staying strong, and we are sure getting through it. So this week, I will be focusing on accepting yourself. Self-acceptance. What does that mean to you? It's going to mean different things for everyone, but this is something that we need to work on as a society. So often, we tend to compare ourselves to other people and wonder why we're formed differently, or we have different hobbies, or we have different personalities from someone else. But life is too short to be wishing you were something else. We need to embrace who we are and love ourselves for who we are. And remember that everyone is unique and different in their own way, and that's what makes our world so special. Think about it. If everyone looked the same, acted the same, had the same hobbies and interests, our world would be pretty boring. So I think it's important to work on accepting ourselves. And I think a lot of people struggle with that, and that's okay. And that's why this week I'm focusing on self-acceptance, because I feel that this is a time where we're all focusing on ourselves at home, doing self-care, and I want to help you guys out with this. So steps to accepting yourself. I brainstormed some different ideas with you, but I came up with 7 different steps. 1, set an intention. Who do you want to be? What do you see your future as? Celebrate your strengths. So often, we critique ourselves. We're hard on ourselves, and we never celebrate who we are, celebrate our life, celebrate our accomplishments, and that is something we need to take time out of our day and do. Create a support system. Surround yourself with people that make you feel loved, that make you feel important, that are going to be there for you no matter what. Forgive yourself. We are humans. We will make mistakes. But you know what? We definitely will learn from them. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to fail at something. You learn from it. Picture a stop sign when second-guessing yourself or overthinking. So for me, for example, I'm a senior, and I just tend to get really nervous before taking an exam. And before I go into class and I'm overthinking and I'm stressing about this exam, I picture a stop sign and I go, okay, Hannah, stop. You studied the whole night. You know the majority of everything, and just do the best you can. So whatever you are overthinking or stressing about or talking negatively about yourself, when you look in the mirror, picture that stop sign. And say, you know what? I am fortunate enough to be living this life. Perform charitable acts. I truly believe that helping other people and making a difference in other people's lives will make you feel so good as a person. And it doesn't even have to be a charitable act. It could just be a random act of kindness. Whatever you can do to help out others will make you feel 100 times better. Be kind to yourself. There are so many different ways we can learn to be kind to ourselves, but respect yourself for who you are. Try and do that self-care at least once a day. Take time out of your day and do that self-care, whether it's reading a book, whether it's doing a meditation, taking your dog for a walk, going on a bike ride. Whatever it is for you, do that for yourself, and your body will appreciate that break. So, what exactly does it mean to accept yourself? For me, it means to value all parts of who you are. Feel confident in yourself. Wake up in the morning, look in the mirror, and tell yourself you look good. And most importantly, love yourself. So how can we learn to love ourselves as humans? So I'm going to remind you guys to take out that post-it note, that piece of paper, and write down those 5 things that you like about yourself. Give yourself 5 compliments. Because you know what? As humans, we are constantly complimenting other people, and we forget to compliment ourselves. And I think that is something as a society we need to work on. Because that's the only way. The more you say things to yourself and the more you fake it until you make it, the more you're going to truly believe that. And I want you guys to feel that. I want you to be able to wake up in the morning and say, you know what? I look great and I'm going to do awesome on that presentation or whatever it is you have going on that day. So how can you be more accepting of yourself? Take time out of each day to focus on being your best you. So what is it that makes you feel at your best? So for me, every day I take time out of my day and I reach out to a friend, a family member, a classmate, and I always like to check just to see how they're doing. You never know what anyone else is going through, so it's important to just reach out to those. Maybe you just want to check up and just see how their day has been, especially during this coronavirus outbreak. It's important that we reach out to one another. Make a commitment to stop criticizing your appearance. So when you wake up in the morning, picture that stop sign when your mind is about to tell you something negative about yourself. Picture that green light and start saying so many positive, great compliments about yourself. Whatever it is that's going to make you feel good, put that post-it note on that mirror, the 5 things that you like about yourself, but verbally say them to you yourself. I really think that will help you. Be good to your body so you feel appreciated and pampered. Whatever it is that you like to do for yourself, it's going to be different for everyone. Whether you like to sit down and read a book and it just makes you feel pampered and appreciated, or doing a face mask, those are great ways to just relax the body and make you feel good about yourself. For me, I love to work out. It's just something when I'm done, I feel super great, ready for my day, and do whatever you like to do. Eat healthy, treat yourself to your favorite dessert, and drink lots of water, take vitamins, be good to your body. Stop comparing yourself. I know I've said this, but the more you stop comparing yourself, the better you will feel. No one is going to have the same skin, the same hair, the same body type, the same eyes, the same personality. If we all did, that would be boring. Think about it. We all are different and we're all unique in our own way, and we are beautiful in our own way. We are perfect in our own way. Think about it. You are blessed. You are truly blessed. And I want you to think about something, one thing right now that you like the most about yourself. What do you like the most about yourself? Celebrate your gifts. Celebrate your accomplishments, your achievements, maybe a battle, a hardship that you got through, you stayed strong and you got through it. So often, we are always go, 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 wake up, go to work, come home, make dinner, go to bed. We don't allow ourselves time to relax and think about what we achieved in the day. Think about it. As a student, going to school, think about all the stuff you achieved in one day. All those leadership meetings, all those sorority fraternity events, people at work. Think about all the tasks that you're given from your boss and how many things you achieved in one day. How many people you've helped out. It's going to be different for everyone, depending where you are in your life. But we come home from work or school and we don't even think about anything we accomplished during the day because we're so worried about, all right, got to go home, make dinner, blah, 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 and then go to bed. And we don't allow ourselves enough time for ourselves. And that's something we truly need to work on. So one of my favorite quotes that I want to share with you all, be confident. Too many days are wasted comparing ourselves to others and wishing to be something we aren't. Everybody has their own strengths and weaknesses. And it is only when you accept yourself and everything that you are and aren't that you will truly succeed. With that being said, the more confidence you have in yourself, the higher self-esteem you have, the more you believe in yourself, the more you will be able to conquer anything you set your mind to. And when you accomplish those tasks, you will feel so great about yourself. You're going to accept yourself and love yourself for who you are. And don't ever change for anyone or anything in this world, because you are strong enough to live this life and you were given this life to serve a purpose. And everyone's purpose will be different, but your purpose is important in this world. And don't you ever forget that. You are loved. You are worthy. You are strong. And you are strong enough to live this life. You are beautiful both inside and out. And don't ever forget that. As always, sending you extra positive vibes this week. Stay tuned for episode 3. Have a great week, everyone.